Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you today who are listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Upon a lofty throne, I saw a man seated, whom a host of angels adore, singing in unison. Behold him, the name of whose empire is eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. As we gather this day for the celebration of the Mass, let us first call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the first book of Samuel. Hannah rose after a meal at Shiloh and presented herself before the Lord. At the time, Eli the priest was sitting on a chair near the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In her bitterness, she prayed to the Lord, weeping copiously. And she made a vow, promising, O Lord of hosts, if you look with pity on the misery of your handmaid, if you remember me and do not forget me, if you give your handmaid a male child, I will give him to the Lord for as long as he lives. Neither wine nor liquor shall he drink, and no razor shall ever touch his head. As she remained long at prayer before the Lord, Eli watched her mouth, for Hannah was praying silently. Though her lips were moving, her voice could not be heard. Eli, thinking her drunk, said to her, How long will you make a drunken show of yourself? Sober up from your wine. It isn't that, my lord, Hannah answered. I am an unhappy woman. I have had neither wine nor liquor. I was only pouring out my troubles to the Lord. Do not think your handmaid a never-do-well. My prayer has been prompted by my deep sorrow and misery. Eli said, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She replied, Think kindly of your maidservant, and left. She went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and no longer appeared downcast. Early the next morning they worshipped before the Lord, and they returned to their home in Ramah. When Elkanah had relations with his wife Hannah, the Lord remembered her. She conceived, and at the end of her term bore a son, whom she called Samuel, since she had asked the Lord for him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languishes. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles. He also exalts. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. He raises the needy from the dust. From the dung heap he lifts up the poor to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, our first reading today is one that's kind of near to me in a sense, simply because I've developed in my life this devotion to the Blessed Virgin as Our Lady of La Leche. It began when I was in the Holy Land a number of years ago now at the Milk Grotto there, and where I learned the story of the Nursing Madonna and how couples would come to that place in the Holy Land and they would ask for the grace of a child for many who have been barren or infertile, and they would pray. And then I found out that there was this little shrine here in the United States in St. Augustine, Florida, erected back in the 1600s to Our Lady of La Leche, brought by the Spanish. And so it's the oldest Marian shrine in the United States. And I just was there last week and took some people in prayer, you know, spiritually. I took them there and prayed for them and for their struggle and for their child and for a child to come. My own ministry, as I've done this a few times, and even last year couldn't go physically, but led a 9-day novena online this past few months ago, I was able to baptize really a baby that was a fruit of the La Leche prayers, because that couple had tried several times and miscarried and finally was able to give birth. And so they joined every day in that little novena that I did to Our Lady of La Leche. We hear the story of Hannah, who is a barren woman. She doesn't have a child. And so here she is. She's in the temple. She's praying to God, and she's asking God to give her a child, and she's really begging the Lord. And I think that there are three things that we can notice in the prayer of Hannah today in our first reading. And that is, the first is that as she goes to God in prayer, she kind of makes this vow, she makes this promise to Almighty God. If you give me a child, I will then give this child back to you. This is her promise, that she will give the child back to the Lord. And so I think sometimes in our own life, in our own prayer, that maybe we've done that ourselves, that we've gone to the Lord, and maybe there was something weighing really heavily on us. And we said, "Lord, if you do this, well, then this is what I will do in return." It's not a way to manipulate God, I don't think, but it's rather a way for us to say, I will accept whatever your will is, but I ask that this might be your will. And I will continue to love you and honor you each and every day. Now, the second thing we notice in the prayer of Hannah today is how she prayed and how she explains her prayer. She says, "I am an unhappy woman. I've had neither wine nor liquor. I was only pouring out my troubles to the Lord. My prayer has been prompted by my deep sorrow and misery." So as Hannah is praying, well, she's pouring out her heart to the Lord. And we do that so often. We do that when we come to the local church, to our parish, to an adoration chapel, to a shrine. We pour out our heart to the Lord. We say, "These are my troubles. This is what is burdening me. And I'm asking you to help me. I'm crying to you at this time of need. I'm placing my faith and my hope and my trust in you." And this is what she's doing. She's pouring out her heart, but she's prompted by her deep sorrow and misery. And so sometimes for us too, our sorrow, our misery, whatever emotion it might be, can prompt us to pray. If we are joyful, well then we can allow that joy to inform how it is that we pray to God. So we allow our emotions, we allow our well-being then to guide us in this way. That's the second thing I think Hannah's prayer teaches us. And then thirdly, it says that she went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and no longer appeared downcast. So because she had surrendered this, because she gave it to the Lord, well, the Lord then removed the sorrow, removed the misery she was experiencing, and she sensed some sort of peace in that moment. She didn't know that God was going to remember her and give her this child. She had the faith, that's what I'm asking for, but she didn't know that this would be the eventual outcome. But regardless, because she prayed, she had a greater sense of peace. I think that's the same for all of us too, that when we pray at times, that we bring our sorrows, but then afterwards, when we walk away from that time of prayer, from that before the Blessed Sacrament or in a church or at a shrine, that we experience some sort of peace that allows us and helps us to continue doing what it is that we are doing in our life. The prayer of Hannah is the prayer of a woman who longed for a child, and God saw that longing and fulfilled it for her. The Lord sees our own longings. He hears our troubles and our sorrows, and he also will remember us. Let us pray now to our Heavenly Father with these prayers of petition. We pray for Pope Francis and his intentions for the month of January, for true human fraternity, and for an end to religious discrimination and persecution. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For our nations and its leaders, for peace among all those who differ, and for a greater respect for the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord. For the pro-life movement and for blessings and all those who will be marching across the country this month, for an end to abortion and other crimes against human life, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are in need of healing, especially Jacob Krause and Aaron Schaefer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, hear our prayer, just as you heard the prayer of Hannah, and may we experience your peace and give you thanks and praise for how you are at work in our life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may your sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May your people's oblation, O Lord, find favor with you, we pray, that it may restore them to holiness and obtain what they devoutly entreat through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord, and so, in the company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit graciously to make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, with the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow in the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always." Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection, mind and body, and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. I have come that they may have life, and have it more abundantly, says the Lord. Purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Humbly we ask you, Almighty God, be graciously pleased to grant that those you renew with your sacraments may also serve you with lives pleasing to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass today here at Relevant Radio. Hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing our closing song, number 561, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Hark the loud celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord, fill the heavens with sweet accord.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.